Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Yay. We have our orange juice, right? Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. Yes. Yep. Yep. And we got every sip. Okay, so the next 15 days is important for us, right? It's beautiful. I love it. Oh, beautiful, yeah. And those are beautiful, too. I love those. I know. I always feel that, too. It makes you smile. Like when you walk in and they're sitting on your kitchen table or on your desk, they make you smile for sure. We were just talking about that, right, Linda, like how over in Asia they celebrate, like they have the week off. Yeah, right. I found that out because I do readings for people over in Asia. And when we get to this week, they say, nope, we have to celebrate. They want readings before and after, but not because it's a huge celebration. So everybody, we're so happy to have you all here with us today. If you're just joining us, this is Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And I'm Reverend Angie Apt. And with me is my good friend, Linda Elson, owner of Feng Shui Your World. Yeah. And we're excited to celebrate the new year, Lunar New Year of the Rabbit with you. So we thought we would start with a meditation because you said that's pretty important right now, right, Linda? Yeah, we have to talk about that a lot. My sister has a birthday. Yes, she does. Yes. Yeah, so what does that mean that her birthday is on the Lunar New Year? Yeah. Hi, Mama. Happy birthday. Yeah. Yes. From Melanie, I know I'm happy you saw that and she gets to see this too. So I do too. That's a perfect thing. We need that this year, I think. Yeah, we have to talk about that, like the difference with the year. Let's meditate, and then we have to talk about we're ending year of the tiger, we're going into the rabbit, and you can feel the change in energy. I can already feel it. Yeah, you can feel it for a while coming up. And everybody, good morning. Look at everybody joining us. Sandy, Susan, Sue, Beverly, Judy, Ann. I'm trying. Hi, Brenda. I was just talking to Brenda. Sherry, Mary, another Mary, our good buddy Mary Petrus, Carolyn, hi Elizabeth, and Nell, and Donna, and Cindy, and Susan, I think I said hi to everybody. Yeah, so we'd love to have you say good morning to us, and let us know where you're from, too. All right. So with that, why don't we meditate? I found a really special meditation. It's called What Do I Really, Really Want? And isn't that something that we're always doing? Like, you know, what's my purpose and what do I really want my life to look like? And I found this meditation. It's actually a Deepak Chopra meditation, who I love Deepak, and I love his spiritual messages and his meditations. You too, Linda? Yeah, I do. So, yeah, and I thought this meditation, and Linda agreed, is a perfect one for the start of the new moon and the new year. Okay, so I'm going to have you close your eyes for a moment. Take a couple deep breaths in. And I'm just going to read you something first. We may carry long-held beliefs about our identity and character that were given to us by others. These ideas sometimes influence our perceptions about what we really want in our lives. Today, give yourself permission to let go as we sink into meditation. Let your heart and soul speak to you as we travel within to hear your inner song of truth. Breathe deeply and receive on this day filled with transformational opportunity. Today, we let our hearts lead the way for all of the answers we seek live within. All we have to do is listen. We stand before an open field of infinite possibility. It is from this place that we can begin to create a life where our dreams turn into reality. Today, we will use our mind, heart, and soul to become clear on what is truly important so we can pursue these things with intention, focus, and awareness. And just focus for a moment on the centering thought, my heart knows the answer. My heart knows the answer. So sitting comfortably with your hands in your lap, taking in a very deep, deep breath, and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. And as you're inhaling now, bringing in new energy filled with lots of light, peace, and energy. Noticing how that energy begins filling your body and relaxing you with every breath that you take. And noticing on each exhale that you're just letting go of stress, letting go of things you've been holding on to, that it's just time to release. So inhaling the new and exhaling the old. Continuing to release any tension your body might be holding on to. Allowing yourself to become calm and peaceful. And now, silently ask yourself, what do I want? What is my most deepest, most heartfelt desire? Give yourself a moment to observe what arises within you. Many times when we ask ourselves what we want, our minds and egos might quickly answer, and material objects might come into view. I would like a big house on the beach, or I would like to own a motorcycle. These desires are not only common, they are also perfectly wonderful dreams. and dreams that might also contain further insight about our inner truth. So if I ask you the question again, this time moving from the mind to the heart, we may connect to a deeper meaning. If the answer that came up for you the first time was, I'd like a big house on the beach, perhaps when asked from the heart, you're guided to the place that seeks to strengthen your connection with nature or longs to find a place of quiet and solitude. If owning a motorcycle was on your wish list, you may now be connected to that place in your heart that is craving a sense of freedom. So let's ask the question again, moving just a little closer toward discovering what we really, really, really want. So I ask you to place your hand over your heart and bring your awareness to the rhythmic flow of your breath once again. In and out, inhale and exhale, very gently. Visualizing your heart joining in with the natural, steady rhythm of your breath. Feeling your heart and breath become one. With each inhalation and exhalation, feel your entire being just let go. And as you move gently deeper into your heart, allow yourself to rest in what feels like a soft, comforting cloud. Feeling the gentleness of the cloud. Allowing yourself just to let go and surrender to feeling the energy of your breath and your heart. And now, quietly ask again, what do I want? What is my deepest, most heartfelt desire? Listen carefully to hear the answer that lives within the song of your soul. This song has a vibration that travels to your entire being. Drink in the resonance of your soul's response and taking in another deep breath in and exhale. Remembering everything you experienced, knowing that your life is in harmony with the universe, your soul and your universe and the universe. As you slowly begin returning to this room, opening your eyes, remembering what you really want. And if you want, you could share with us in comments. We'd love to hear. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Linda. Oh, I put you on mute. Sorry. I can. Yeah, I put you on mute because I could hear. Yeah. So everybody, welcome back. We hope you're all back with us. And once again, happy Lunar New Year of the Rabbit. Yes. Yeah. I love it. Oh, thank you. You know, the first time I heard that meditation, it spoke to me that same way. And you're right about that, because when your house, like, you're aligned with the energy and your house is aligned, you can feel it. Like, when my house is, you know, I have things feng shui and have things, you know, placed in the right places and all that, I feel a calmness, and overall my entire life I feel happier. Right? Yeah. 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 Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you have it done properly, I'm thinking while you're talking, I always feel like I can breathe. Now I can really breathe and be calm. And you know, and you fix the sector, like say career, I've had that happen, you know, where I get the energy right in that sector of my house and things start to change and move forward in a much better way in my career. That's true. So should we read some of our comments here? Oh, hi, Susie's here. Hi, Susie. Hi, Linda. That was wonderful. I'm glad you liked the meditation. Me too. Susan said, I want enough love, happiness, finances, just enough for me and to share where I can with my loved ones. So we can talk about that, like what sector, because we can fix or enhance the energy in the sector of her house where all that is, correct? Yeah. I sure do. Yeah, I always want to have him. He makes me happy. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's interesting. So what did your friend say that it's irresponsible? Yeah. Did it hit you? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like it. Well, I like it because I think sometimes, you know, we're all givers. Like, we give and we always want to do everything for everybody, and we should do that, of course. You know, we want to do that, but but we need to be happy. You can't pour from an empty pot, right? I always feel that, number one, because we want to make others happy. We have to be happy first ourselves. And I think sometimes it's giving yourself permission to be happy too. It's okay if I'm happy. You know, it's okay to just be and not do. That one hit me one time. Somebody said, you know, let yourself be and not do, you know. And then sometimes it's okay, you know, this makes me happy, or sitting and reading a book, or little things too, right? Yeah, just give yourself that 5 minutes to start your day that way, 10 minutes, however long you have. But you can do it in just 5 minutes. And, you know, if you don't have a guided meditation or something to listen to, just breathe. You know, let yourself do like that deep breathing, like the belly breathing all the way into your belly and count to five and then exhale. And you start to feel within a couple minutes a calmness come over you. You start to connect to peace. You connect to your soul, and that's where your happiness is. Yeah, yes, yeah. I'm glad you said that, Linda. So let's see. We have Beverly. Hi, Beverly. Really looking forward to being able to reach out to more people with my gift of mediumship this year. So isn't spirituality like a big part of the year of the rabbit?
Yeah.
Showing emotion. Oh, I'm getting chills just as you're talking about it, just thinking about it, because it, there's so much power in that, you know, and us joining together and, you know, and praying what it made a difference for Damar. I think Damar was almost like, it's like God used Damar to send a message out to the world, you know, that we all need to come together and pray and do that more. Yes. Oh, good. Okay, that's good too. Yes, I will. I will. Well, oh, good. Okay, I hope so. Yeah. So what does that mean? I just have to ask you this. So you said period of 8, and now we're going into period of 9. What does that mean? I'm going to put up Linda's website, everybody, because I want you to see that. Because if you go on there, it's very easy to sign up, right? Yes. Yes. Yeah. I can't wait to learn more. So Anna Marie, hi Anna Marie, I haven't seen you in a while, said health is important to her. And actually I'm fixing the banner, Linda. That's what I'm doing because I'm noticing I wrote that up so quickly I missed a letter. So now I think it's correct. I want you to have it. Oh, Depiz. Should it be Depiz? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. We bring it in. Yeah. Well, that's important. That's important too. Right? We need that too. We need that. We deserve that. Yeah, absolutely. It's a form of energy. We deserve it, and it makes our life a lot easier, right? Yes. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you that, yes. And you have the envelopes. Like if you go into Linda's website, and I'm going to post the link to the store. Yeah, and it's so easy to navigate. I love it. It's really nice. Oh, I see it. Yes. Isn't this the time to? Aren't we supposed to change like the color of our purses and all that this year too? In the wallet, yeah. Not heavy, because for a while it was heavy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah. Okay, I love it. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Now, Linda, you had the big class, right, last year. Or, I'm sorry, last week. I'm saying the wrong thing. Okay, so what happens if you miss the class? I have mine not totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be, yeah, it'll be in comments. We don't have Karen today, so I don't want to take a chance and try to go off to grab that link and put it here because I might close the whole show down by trying to do that. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Couldn't be more perfect. Yeah. So you said when we were talking earlier about this 15 days, right, between now and then the 15 days, is that when what you said there's the feng shui, this is the Lunar New Year, and then there's the feng shui energy shift. That's it, yeah. Okay. So what do we need to be doing? Is this like clearing out the clutter or? Okay. Or wear red. Didn't you say wear red is good day too? Yeah. crunchy. Yeah. You're all set. Oh. My little heart candy. Oh, they're just my little dark chocolate hearts that somebody actually gave me a bag of these yesterday, and I haven't had any yet, but I have a little bowl of them sitting here, and I think they're perfect for my little treats. Yeah. Very much, yeah. So Rose says, I saw a rabbit in snow this morning when getting the paper. Sweet Mama Bunny. That's a lot. Yeah. I know. I love that too. I love to see them too. Hi, Ellen. Ellen says, we're in a condo, all windows facing west, except on north facing. Is that a challenge? We are looking for great health in the new year. And that's actually something you could probably answer quick, but really to get more detail, I would go on Linda's, the website and take a look at the class, right? That's going to give you so much. Oh my gosh, it really is. I remember, I can't remember what you said, like a cap full of like ammonia or something, a bucket, and then do all the woodwork. Remember, I think you told me to do that at Santosha, and I did that, and it's amazing. Yeah. Because it's only a tiny little bit. It's not a lot. So I don't want to promote ammonia. Yeah. I could tell a huge difference. That's why I remember it, because I did it. And I'm like, wow, I can't even believe it. I sat in the room and I thought it's the same room. And that's all I did was some cleaning. And I did ring some bells, because you told me that too. And it completely changed. I just have to say Melanie's on. I don't know if she's been on for the whole thing, but happy birthday, Melanie. Yeah. Big deal. This is your year that your birthday falls on the new year. So, okay. Yep. No. So it's doing things just to be mindful of your health and taking care of yourself, right? And strengthening that sector in your house too. Yeah. I love that. Kathy's on. Kathy, I think from Taiwan there. Happy New Year. We know that you're a template today, yes. Yeah, very much. A big week, yeah. So everybody, go on www.fengshuiyourworld.com or look in comments, okay, to take a look at Linda's store, okay, for all the different feng shui items and things we talked about, like the red envelopes that are so important, okay? Or take a look at, I really encourage you, take a look at that class that Linda taught last Saturday, the 14th, because that class is so informative. She goes through every sector in your house, right, Linda? And you know, strengthen this and how to strengthen it. And, you know, and it goes along with improving your life and bringing in abundance and love and good health and all that. So take a look at that for sure. And what else do we want to say? Oh, thanks. Yeah, me too. Yeah, we'll be back on. I love having you on. So we'll have you on. I know. I can't believe it. I'm always thinking like, gosh, I hope I have enough questions to ask in the hour, you know? And then I think like I hardly asked you any of them. I have so many. So, but yeah, no. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on. And yeah, thank you. And everybody, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And happy New Year. Don't forget about feng shui energy changes on February 4th, right, Linda? That's feng shui. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you very, very much. Have a great day. Relax. Have some sweet treats. Do some good things for yourself, right? Okay. Happy New Year, everybody. Oh, that was good. Let me turn off Blog Talk. Hang on.